I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay. I cannot touch your wife. Yes, you did this. No, I didn't.
Here, I'm flipped.
Oh, man. How do I say goodbye? It's always the good ones that have to leave us.
World Wrestling Federation Women's title, that being Sasha Banks and the bottom of the breast herself, Nia Jax. Talking of
these days, isn't it? Just boobs.
But you gave that to yourself, though. That was self-inflicted, though. It was originally meant for Nia Jax, and then you said, no, I'm more deserving of the title. That's exactly
That's
what
true.
You said. Therefore...
That is true, though.
How you doing, man? How you doing, Joe?
Good. I've really enjoyed wrestling this week, but I'll explain why when I did my MVP of the week. It was just the greatest moment ever, and I've watched it at least 50 times and pissed myself laughing each time.
Wow! 50 times over, good lord. Hey,
50 times.
Damn! I can't even get to watch wrestling twice these days, man. I was watching one time and...
It's only one moment, Michael. Only one moment. But it was the defining moment in Raw.
Okay. I think I know what it is. Serial Killer, I expected him to come through. I don't know what's happened to him. What happened to the Serial Killer, Shad, do you know?
I think he fell asleep. In his cereal. right now he's drowning in a pool of milk.
Oh, man.
Not for the first time he'll be drowning in white liquid. That's the first time he's always taking shots at me, so I'll take one at him as well.
Shaggy, can't say that! Have you lost your mind?
Was that about toothpaste?
Yeah.
Sure you were, Shad.
Taking shots, it just made it all the more worse and all the more vivid in my mind.
Good God almighty! Ayo, the real reason why we're on this week, man, we are sort of saying goodbye to a Jams member. Yo, Mr. NXT, explain on yourself.
Fuck you guys, I'm going home.
You're taking your ball and going home? What?
I've had enough of you, I've had enough of Shad, I've had enough of Sacco, I've had enough of Joe and her. Bottom and the
breath. What?
You're only angry because I never sent you nudes.
You send me plenty of nudes, we just can't tell Sarah.
What did we do? What did we do?
Oh, nothing, nothing. I just... When a little sparrow in a nest needs to spread its wings, that's what I'm doing. Except I'm like Braun Strowman, I'm going to crush the sparrow between my hands and eat it. No, I'm bored of that. No, I just need a change. I'm gonna mix it up a bit. Going to take a break. Reevaluate things.
Vorpal's going to leave us!
I know, man, this jam's podcast is so stressful, man. I don't know how I can continue.
It's put up with you, Chad. It's put up with you. You put me in hospital twice.
Don't worry about that. Well, what we have to do now is I've got your number. We'll call each other and we'll talk for an hour a week instead.
Well, I thought we were doing a sit-down interview right now. Is this not what we do? I thought this was a sit-down interview.
That's part two.
according to Steve Austin, it's a sit-down interview, but okay.
We've
been speaking to some people, speaking to some guys, and I'm gonna go do some indie stuff. I'm gonna go do some Ring of Honor stuff, some New Japan stuff, and just get it out of my system, and then come back, and then talk about Ric Flair and.
Gordo, can I just take a moment to quote your parents and say, I am so disappointed in you.
To be honest, it's what the missus says, you know, every couple of weeks or so.
Oh, no.
It's what Terry said to me the other week. As much as I really don't want to, because genuinely, I just need to get it out of my system. I think I need to just
You got to bust one out.
I appreciate. It's like a night with a cheap prostitute. You know you're not getting the quality. You know you might even get an STD, but you've got to get it out of your system. I appreciate that.
I just need to see if I can do it, if I am as good as I think I am, and I need to get out of my system. So I've been speaking to some guys, we're setting something up a couple of weeks post SummerSlam, and we're going to see if we can nail it or not. So,
in all seriousness, Wardle, right, this is Michael Grant talking now, not Grant Body P, this is Michael Grant now speaking to you. In all fairness, go for it, man, you know what I mean? It's opportunity. If I had opportunity to do something, then God damn it, I'd do the same shit. Okay, if I can spread my wings, then God damn it, that's what I'm gonna do. You know what I mean?
I'm just gonna clarify. I'm not leaving anybody. I'm not leaving my loyal fan base of haters. I'm not gonna do that. I'll be back for prediction shows and stuff like that. Not all the time, but I'll be back here and there. You know, I'll make an appearance. I mean, I'll be more consistent than Sacco. So you got that. But yeah, it's one of them things. I just need to get out.
Now I've got you done, Wardle. You call his name, he's going to live to 100. Serial Killer is here. Welcome to the show, Serial Killer. What's good?
All good, what have I missed?
Wardle's turned his back. He's turned heel on us. It's going to be JMMS as from after SummerSlam.
No, you can
no,
still have
I'm sorted.
Yeah.
He's still got his ear. He's called Yidden.
He's doing a brock. Coming and going when he pleases.
He's got to be a part-timer.
Hey, hold on. It's the UFC of the podcast world is knocking on my door, and they're offering me that lump sum, all the drugs I can take. What am I supposed to do? I can't say no to that.
Yeah, take the money, but not the drugs, man. You don't need the drugs.
That's what Brock does.
Huh? He's dropped to the eyeballs!
That's what Jinder does. Jinder's up to the fucking hair follicles on his head. He's up to the fucking eyeballs.
And the best of business?
That's not best of business.
No, WWE has taught us that we take drugs.
That's what
makes it best for business.
Rape's also good for business.
Necrophilia.
Yeah.
Having sex with hands.
Yeah.
All that good shit.
I'm just, like, if you actually think about it, just, I'll leave you with this. What I want before when you go, like, or everyone just consider this. Like, let's just think about what wrestling is like. Two people fighting each other. Where else in the world can you try and run down somebody in a car and then the next week you fight? Like, throw somebody off the top of a cage. Like, you know, you can't do that in any other types of entertainment.
To be fair, Shad, I'm from Newcastle and I used to drink in the big market. I've seen where shit happen. And people get away with it.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, I'll be back for SummerSlam predictions for sure.
Yep.
And I'll still send my predictions to Taco because I still have that title to claim at the end of the year as being the best predictor of the Jams podcast.
Well, Wardle,
it's all
get
very, very close.
I'm making you my bitch, Wardle.
Hey, I am. Address me properly, Chapman. Address me properly. I am the undisputed, undefeated, the one in 1-0 of the Chums podcast. Mike Knox, where are you, biatch?
Wait, Wardle, you're leaving that, hold on, Joe. Wardle, you're leaving the show, well, sort of. You're sort of leaving the show, so it's like, you can't challenge Mike Knox anymore.
I'm the Brock Lesnar of the podcast world. I do what I like, when I like, and I book myself strong. So where is Mike Knox?
Gavin technically left us at war because there's still some SummerSlam predictions next week, and that's a big one. And we're also expecting another guest to come on the show next week. Well, sort of. Oh, well, put it this way. He loves women,
oh, no.
And he has a secret hard drive. That's right.
He was dead. Did he die back in 2008? And buried him at sea. And then we found out about all the stuff.
Such an anti-climax. I thought, because I didn't know that. I thought you were building it to say ice is on, but now I'm just gutted.
Who is it?
What?
Yo, Shad. Shad, talk to Icy. Talk to him. It's a big, big summer slam.
I can get Icy. I can get Icy, sir.
Talk to him.
That's what it is.
Talk to him. It's a big one. Hey, enough of all that shit. Yo, serial killer, how you been feeling the wrestling this week, man?
Mixed bag, I think. Solid efforts, but I think both shows could have maybe done a little bit better, but I'm not going to complain on the internet. I think, fundamentally, some very good bits. Obviously, Roman and Braun splitting brilliant.
Matt, go to church. Wash your mouth out, you sinner. This week's wrestling's been sick. You're nuts if you're saying it wasn't sick. The whole week was sick.
Who's been sick?
Braun Strowman's been sick.
Yeah, that was class. I'm not saying it was all crap. I'm saying, you know, we've had
rocking mid
week.
Sick.
Yeah, that was intense as hell.
Okay, serial killer. You said there's certain aspects that could have been done a little bit better. Talk us through those particular things that you felt that could have been done better, and we'll see if we concur.
Obviously, it was really, really good to see Brock back, but I think surely if Brock's there, where was Joe for that segment? Where was Braun? Where was Roman? They should have at least made some sort of run-in, added to the angle, added to the feud a little bit. It was great to see Brock, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Great to see him just dumps the Miz and his bitches. And to be fair, it looked intense, like those suplexes looked like they really fucking hurt. But you expected something there, some more of a running. Also, I'd like to have seen Rusev earlier on in SmackDown. Just taking Randall's head off at the end. I want to see more of Rusev. Not just like little bits and pieces. I'd like to have seen more of AJ and Kevin Owens. So the segment they did was great, don't get me wrong. I want to see more. You know what I mean?
See, that was the only thing that I would agree you on was trash this week. Was the Owens and KO bit. That was trash.
Good segment, but I wanted more. If that makes sense.
I just don't like Shane McMahon. I don't like him on TV.
Wait a minute. When Shane McMahon came on TV back last year, everyone went crazy. Now you don't like him. What's changed, Wardle?
Because he no-sells everything. Like, he just, like, does that stupid grin that he does. Like, he's getting dissed out, and he just does a stupid grin. The man jumps off a Hell in the Cell, and he's just going to stand there and get dissed out. I don't understand. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, he no-sells, like, everything.
don't forget the Family Guy season one voice. Shane had some sort of mental torture or something, like, it's not the same Shane McMahon, try saying that, man. Something's happened to him, man. Like, I don't know what happened to him in Japan. I don't know if they tied him up and tortured him or, I have no idea, but no, because he's not the same, man. Like, you go and watch it, his promos, he's there speaking fluently, he's going toe-to-toe with The Rock, back and forth on the mic, and I'm like, wow. And he's in this week, and he's stumbling over words, he's sweating, and he sounds like Peter Griffin.
You know what, Shad? I could say the same for a lot of people. You know what I mean? What I mean by that is, that's a Jim Ross, because of the... And I hate to blame the age rating. You know what I mean? Like, back in the TV 40s...
Well, look what's happened to Mick Foley, and he still managed to be able to pull out a promo when he's needed.
Good point.
And he's been through a lot more than... He's been through a lot more than JR.
Good point. The way I got it figured is... I mean, back in TV 40 days, more people had the freedom to pretty much say what they wanted to say. And now everything's like on some scripted shit, with the exception of a few people like, I don't know, The New Day, probably John Cena, I don't know who else. You know what I mean?
I think Sam needs to be from us. And even the Ernie's still not, it's not like he's cursing like kid back in the day, right?
And I think I could say the same for The Miz as well. I think he's that dude as well. He don't need no scripts. He's vicious on the mic. I think, yeah, man, something wrong, something missing, like, even down to, like, Jim Ross when he commentates, like, lately, you know what I mean? It's like he's been restricted or something, like he's been held back or something. But, I don't know, man, it depends.
It's because with Shane, man, it's more mental with Shane. I don't know what's happened to him. Maybe Triple H is trying to kill him. Maybe Triple H, Paul is after him.
He was.
Okay. Don't give me any joke, man. Don't give me any joke.
Triple T calls a Raw, and then Shane McMahon crashes a helicopter. Just saying. Bye.
I love that shit, man.
that can't be coincidence, guys. Come on.
Can I just chuck something out there?
Please.
What on earth's going on with Sami Zayn right now? Like, underutilized much?
No, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with him. There's something wrong with Maria's husband, like, last week.
Yeah, Mike Kanellis. Biatch Kanellis.
I don't think we need to worry about Sami Zayn. It's Maria's husband we need to worry about.
The thing is, when you're someone like that, right, ain't your job, when you come into the WWE, when you come to somewhere like that, ain't you supposed to, like, make an impact and fuck up somebody, like, big kind of thing? To be like, some people have got, like, all eyes on you, like, oh, shit, gotta watch out for this motherfucker. Right now, that it ain't the case, man. I heard a lot about him, and he ain't done shit for me. He ain't fucked up Sami Zayn, he ain't fucked up Ty Dillinger, nothing like that. He ain't fucked up Randy Orton's, nothing.
It's a slow build with someone like that, because he was well-known... to, like, the hardcore indie fans, but, like, a casual indie fan probably hadn't heard of him. And if you're a diehard WWE fan, you've definitely not heard of him. So it's a slow build. You can't just come in and, destroy people, because if you don't know him, you're not going to go for it. You're not going to fall for it. You're not going to believe in it. Because that's where they went wrong with Jinder. When Jinder came back, he started winning way too quickly and started getting too many good spots on the card and things like that, and that's why they went wrong. If they slow built it, people would have got behind him, I think, but because they rushed it, and that's why they're doing it right with people like Mike Kanellis and stuff like that, because it got slow built. You can't just rush it.
What by losing your first pay-per-view match?
Many of the greats did. Many of the greats did. Triple H.
You know me, some of them.
Triple H.
Did?
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
Honestly, Ric Flair lost his very first pay-per-view match. Sting lost his very first pay-per-view match.
Well, yeah, my mind can't go that far, you know, Star. You know.
From 20 years ago, I want to know people like in the last 5 years.
I'm not so sure about Hunter Hurst Helmsley either, you know, still. I don't know, I'm sure he used to win
matches. Okay, an alternate one then. Sami Zayn lost his last match in NXT, but was one of the most
decent. Last match. Everyone loses their last match.
I don't know.
If that's
you get promoted, you could have gone out on a win, but... I don't know. I think they're
doing
the right thing. I do think they're doing
the right thing. You've got to have a little faith
sometimes. Just a little bit.
At least it's getting paid
on time as well. Say no more on that. Yeah, man. So, okay. So, Wardle. You know what I mean? This is your potentially last time with us as a regular show, so... How's you feeling? I mean, you said earlier, man, you know, Raw and SmackDown was pretty much on point this week. So what's good?
The psychology of Orton going over Jinder, perfect. Perfect reasoning. Because Jinder was by himself. So Orton finally getting the win proves that Jinder can't win without backup. It's fantastic ring psychology, that is. Going into the Nakamura match.
You know what?
John Cena was fire.
Okay.
Go on.
Can we stop and address that point? Go on, Mike. He's going to say something.
No. I was just saying that I think Wardle's getting his practice in for when he goes it alone and he does his own thing. I like that. Get your practice in, motherfucker.
That was good psychology, but this proves we've got a shit champion. Who can't win matches by himself?
No, Shad.
No, I disagree with that.
It's luring you into a false sense of understanding what's going on. Because you're going, well, Jinder can't win by himself, so he's got no chance against Nakamura, because he can't win by himself. But that means that, you know, if he applied Matt Sacco's wrestling logic to this, like, that would mean that Jinder's going to go over Nakamura. Because if you don't expect Jinder to win, he's going to win. Because that's wrestling logic. So that's a brilliant way of setting it up. And they don't need to work together either. They can just go at it at SummerSlam and everything will be alright with that. They don't need to have any interaction from now until then. They could just leave it.
I'm feeling what you're saying, Wardle, man, because...
I think it's clever. I thought that was a really good statement.
Yeah, it makes sense, but I see what you're saying, but as a whole...
And it also redeems Randy a little bit.
I want to just think about this for a second now. To think that John Cena versus Nakamura, first ever match, these two greats, Japan, USA, SmackDown, okay, it's on SmackDown, SmackDown Live, okay. But it's for a number one contenders match, for the winner to face Jinder Mahal.
I'm going to tell you why I'm
actually
fine with that.
Isn't it for the United States title? I think that's good, man, but it's for the WWE title, and it's Jinder.
You know, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter, because they needed to do it because it shows that their plans going forward aren't with John Cena, and we're not going to get it any other time soon, and people wanted to see it. And I think they did it right. I personally have no issues with it happening on SmackDown.
This Jinder experiment's working.
Nakamura versus Jinder is only going to be as good for both of them as it is for Jinder, because Nakamura is in the main event picture straight away within a couple of months of coming up to the main roster, and Jinder is going against one of the greatest in the world right now, which can only make him look good. So, I can't see how it's a bad thing.
Chad, I like what you said right there. You said that this Jinder experiment's not working for you. Maybe it's not meant to work for you. Maybe it's working for the 1.3 or 1.8 billion Asian cats over the side of the globe.
But it's
pretty...
Oh, yeah, by the way, half of them
are...
There's army as well, so who's he speaking to? Most of them speak English.
But the other thing...
That doesn't make sense either.
...that Chad forgets is that Jinder is a heel... So if you don't like the fact that he's winning, he is doing his job properly.
Based on what Shad said, Joe, I want to put this across to you. At this point now in time on SmackDown,
is the WWE Championship the main bit of the show for you? If not, why? What do they need to do to make it the top thing on the show again?
To be honest with you, to me, it's not the feud that I want to see personally. I'm very much into the Kevin Owens, AJ Styles. I'm looking more to that, to see what them guys are doing, than in the main title picture. However, I have to disagree with Shad on the whole gender experiment not working. WWE just pushed forward massively in India. We all know that's the reason that Jinder's the champion. Going forward, he's done his job well. I mean, everybody hates Jinder.
That's weird.
You're meant to hate him. He's good at what he does. He comes off as a weak champion, but to be honest with you, that's a good thing because it makes you hate him even more.
Kind of like JBL run.
Yeah.
And he was the longest reigning motherfucker on SmackDown.
But I think that
didn't make sense either.
And he became a wrestling god.
I think that's the
wrestling fraud.
Look at Seth Rollins when he had J&J Security. It's exactly the same blueprint there, and it works. It's worked for Seth. I mean, now, once Seth made that breakaway and he turned face again,
okay.
It worked brilliant.
Okay. I'm going to
question any since we're all on Jinder's not so on Jinder's Mahal. You're all on Jinder's Mahal. I thought you were all that dude, but. Okay, then, since he became champion, yeah, this experiment isn't failing. What has it improved? Because his ring skill hasn't improved, his mic skills hasn't improved. What has improved? Tell me. His matches haven't even improved.
He doesn't need to.
Hold on.
He doesn't need to improve. He does.
Hold on, but he did all right on SmackDown yesterday, though. Did he have to put 15-20?
Okay, I'm gonna bring to you then.
Five matches against Randy Orton bring out one good match, surely.
I'm gonna bring to you a counter argument to that. The Miz's WWE Championship run.
Oh, the one that brought us the worst WrestleMania main event match in history.
Exactly, but the Miz didn't improve at all at that point in time. Everybody hated him. Nobody wanted to see the Miz as champion. Which thus proves the Miz being champion was a good thing because he was doing his heel job. Everyone forgets, and this is why I hate the Bullet Club sometimes the Bullet Club is to blame for this. The Bullet Club are a heel team that you can't help but love. Now that's a big issue because in wrestling you have a heel, you have a face, and that's the way it's always been. The face goes over the heel. Jobs are good in, but because the Bullet Club are so favourable, because they just do what they want, NWO, exactly the same blueprint, you know, that's where, you know, Bullet Club obviously have come from, is the NWO blueprint.
Yeah.
But you can't help but love them. Now, that's what's wrong, is because we forget that you're supposed to hate these people, and you're supposed to like the John Cena's and the AJ Styles's, and you're supposed to hate Kevin Owens, and you're supposed to hate, you know, Jinder, you're supposed to hate Brock. And all these things, but you can't help but like them because they are good wrestlers or they're like spectacles or you know what I mean. Like you can't help it. Like we're all cheering for Braun when he threw Reigns into an ambulance and he made him bleed and everything. But we should have been booing Braun and cheering Reigns because Reigns is the face in that situation, not Braun. But that's where the lines have been blurred. Whereas Jinder is doing what a heel is supposed to do. He doesn't have to be good, you just have to hate him.
Exactly, he's kind of like the Hitler of wrestling, isn't he?
Oh, God.
So, if you think about it...
He's made the comparison to someone to Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, but my point being, right, Jinder is the bad guy, right? He doesn't have to improve his wrestling skills. All he has to do is make people... hate him more. It's like with Hitler. Like, people hated him. He didn't have to go and gas all them Jews to make people hate him more.
Oh my God.
People hated him a lot. But so it's like the equivalent of Jinder not getting better with his wrestling. It's like Hitler gassing the Jews.
I think, to bring it back before we get completely shot off the air, I know what Shad's saying, and I completely appreciate it. We're in a time where we're surrounded by good and fantastic quality wrestlers, wrestling matches, Okada Omega, best match probably ever this year, and you got Jinder Mahal as the WWE champion. I get that, but he's doing his job perfectly, which is what he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be a heel. He's doing it properly. I can't see an issue with that.
Apart from the fact that it's not the main deal on SmackDown. And
it doesn't need to be, though. Why does it need to be?
It's the WWE Championship. It's basically...
The Universal title.
So what's that? Tell me, what are they fighting for if it's not for the title? Why is every wrestler strapping up their strap and putting on their boots and lacing up their tights?
Jinder Mahal did not fuck that title. That title got fucked when Raw announced that they were going to have a Universal Championship. The brand split fucked the title, not Jinder Mahal.
So, and also, one of the previous champions, AJ Styles, losing 3 times in a row to James Ellsworth, also, I'm sure, didn't help things very much. The US title needs the bigger push right now because no one gave a shit about that again after all the good work that John Cena did.
So it needs a bigger push right now. AJ Styles and Kevin Owens have made the biggest title on SmackDown. They need to look at the WWE title picture because it looks shit at the minute. It's not even mid-card.
Well, that's why they put Nakamura in the picture, because if they do the right thing and Jinder drops to Nakamura at SummerSlam, suddenly you've got all the potential in the world of having, as I predicted, Styles versus Nakamura for the WWE Championship, and Dave Meltzer's 6-star for Kenny Omega and Okada is going to go out the window, because it's going to be one of the greatest matches you're ever going to witness if it's at Mania. So, it's fine. Just roll with it, guys. We're at that awkward bit in the year. We always know it. Shad said it the other week. Mike Knox has always said it. Mike Grandboy P said it. It's that awkward experimental time after post-Mania, pre-Survivor Series, when it all kicked off, where they just do what the hell they like. So just roll with it. It's fine. It's fine. Be positive, guys. Please.
Please enough.
No more negativity, man. Strike up a dude. Pass it around.
I thought Backtackle was like the epitome of positivity, like usually.
If anything, what we're gonna get is 15 minutes at Mania of Nakamura literally kicking the shit out of Jinder Mahal.
At Mania.
SummerSlam, sorry.
If we get that,
who's going to be complaining? If we just get Jinder bleeding on the floor after Nakamura boots him in the face, no one's going to be complaining about that. Yeah. If it's a complete squash, who's going to give a shit? We'll all forget, and then in 10 years' time, we'll be like, oh, remember that time when Jinder was champion? Yeah. And then we'll move on.
What a fucking terrible decision that was.
It's not terrible.
There's been worse.
The title just looks second rate at the minute, and that's not how it should be.
That's WWE's fault.
Just look at it, you're saying, oh, it's the worst decision ever. Gobbledygook, Giant Gonzalez.
Oh, shit.
Andre the Giant.
So you're suggesting that we put the title on there?
Not just saying the worst ideas in WWE.
Yeah, there's been worse ideas, but...
Mike, who was your...
Time for a change.
MVP of the week.
I was wondering when I was going to get to that part, you know what I mean? MVP of the week. I haven't even got one right now, man. I want to break the rules and say Usain Bolt, but I'm not going to do that. Come back to me. Ladies first. Joe, who you got?
Come on, Joe.
I've watched it 50 times. It still makes us laugh. It is the single greatest moment ever.
Let me guess, when he dashed the chair after Roman Reigns and licked him down.
Yeah, I was just like, it was like the Tom and Jerry card. It was great. Like, move, bitch. Get out of the way. great. In fact, as soon as I'm off here, I'm going to watch it another 10 times.
No! Bro, yeah, he kills it, man. Yeah, oh, yes, he does. He kills it. Oh, man. Serial killer. MVP of the week.
Bro.
Oh, I think it might be Full House, yeah. Is it for the same reason?
That as well, also, wait until the count of, like, 8.5 and...
Oh, yeah!
Just jumps up like nothing happened.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, I forgot about that shit, man! Man, I'm taking a rest, you know!
He's taking a breather, isn't he?
Oh, no!
It could have kicked up. That would have been maybe the greatest moment of all time.
Oh, shit!
I'll take him just jumping up for now. It was great.
That would have took the piss. Is that someone I've been dead in? Shad Father, MVP of the week, is it Braun Strowman?
It's always a good day when Miz gets dropped up, so I'm happy.
True.
Yeah, that
suplexes as well. They were mean.
That is true, man. That is true. And you know what I mean? I know you had a little bit of an issue about it earlier, Matt, but like I understand it, like in a sense of, you know, when they have to do the build up and they do the promos leading up to the Fatal 4-Way match, you know, that's the little show clips of Brock dropping suplexes on the Miz Taraj and the F5 to make it look, you know what I mean, make it look extra epic. So that's what that was made for, you know what I mean?
They still could have had it, even if they just came out to their entrance music and just stood on the ramp and stared him down or something, anything, just to add to it maybe.
Well, the Grant says this, yo, both shows actually, both Raw and SmackDowns, yo, they need to come with some serious firepower next week, man. Like, word up, man, it's a go home show next week. And yo, but at the end of it, I'm going to be like, oh, shit! Let's do this shit! You know what I mean? So, both of them have to come with that firepower. So, in a way, I do see what you're saying in certain aspects, certain storylines, and like, oh, man, yo, you're going to SummerSlam, man, you got to get me excited and shit. Don't get me wrong, I am to a degree, but I think that hopefully they'll put it off next week, man. Brock Lesnar gets MVP of the week from Shad. I can write to that, man. You know what I mean? When Miz gets fucked up on his own show, it's his own fault, man. Talking shit. What up? Braun or Brock? Stupid question. Who's got the MVP of the week?
Roman Reigns.
Whoa! Woo-hoo-hoo!
No, not because he's going to be it. Because, in my opinion, he performed one of the best spears I have seen probably ever when he jumped down the entrance ramp.
Yeah.
And he swatted Braun. That was epic. Some guy measured it online, like measured the distance. He jumped almost 8 foot and speared Braun Strowman.
Boy!
He was running at some pelt to jump that far and to hit him, to made it look like impact. So for that, he's my MVP. But obviously Braun javelining a chair at 90 miles per hour and someone's head.
Beaming him.
Right, because I this is what I do for a living. I do office furniture stuff for a living. This is my jam.
Yeah.
And them chairs are fucking heavy. Like, they are legit solidly heavy. For a man just to pick it up and pelt it, the pace that he pelted it at someone is unbelievable. So,
yeah.
Roman Reigns, because that spear was awesome.
And for Roman Reigns to quickly, you know, block it before, like, taking the bump as well on top of that.
That could have gone horrible. If you watch it in slow-mo, that the arm hit him first. If he didn't block that, he would have been in some serious trouble.
Sort of like that one time when Brock Lesnar threw the chair at Damon Noble and completely beamed him.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's horrendous.
Yeah, man, I think...
Would have gone horribly wrong, but no, congratulations to both of them. That was a very, very good, very, very good last man standing match.
Word up, man. After listening to all of you, you know what? I'm going to go for... Fuck it, I'm going for Bro! Why not? You know what I mean? Why not? Theo kind of reminded me of when he got to the count of 8 and then he just got up like, oh shit! What am I doing on the floor? Shit! That bit actually cracked me up, man. Like, oh shit, after all that, you know, I'm playing possum and shit.
It was really funny, the fact he just completely jumped up.
Like, no salt is it, man. But yo, yo, Saka, if that was Cena, the amount of complaining on the internet.
If that was Roman or Cena, the internet would be in meltdown.
But because it was Braun, everyone loved that shit. Nah, man, that was great for all the guys, man. I could write to that. Hey, yo, Shad. Biatch of the week, Shad. Who have you got?
That's an easy one.
Uh-oh.
Calm down, guys. Calm down. It's going to be Jinder Mahal. Supposed to be the champion. The experiment is failing. And he lost. Champions aren't supposed to be losing. And they could have Rusev come out and distract Randall and get the victory that way.
I was expecting that, to be honest.
Chose to make him look like an idiot. A chump. The champ is a chump.
Y'all know Jinder's gonna come back next week and be Ultimate Thief. You know all these crews gonna be there. You know what I mean? I don't know what's happened to them right now, but they're all going to be there next week. And they're all going to broke up strong style. You watch. You watch what's happened.
Also, sorry to just quickly add as well, like, I feel sorry for Rusev, man. Like, obviously, they're going to have a match at the SummerSlam, and Randy's going to win that as well. So, I like Rusev as well, man, but just keep on. There's no person that they're just making look shit.
Don't
like,
be. The
old version of
Shad, don't be too sure. Watch next week's SmackDown, and then make it, and then you can make your decision then.
Yeah, that's all what you can. Then he'll get the upper hand over Randy Orton, but it doesn't matter. Comes SummerSlam, he's gonna lose. It's a shame. So that's even. It seems like he's getting punished because he comes back from injury. Who's his base? John Cena. Finishes with John Cena. Who does he get next? Randy Orton. Who's gonna get next? Taker.
Well, yeah, at least he's on the card, you know what I mean? It could be worse, it could be Charlotte Flair. You know what I mean? How much time women's champion and she's not even on the card to blood clot? No, it's Becky for that matter. Becky trying to get with my girl, what's her name, Cyborg? Neither of them, they're panicky out of her hearted. Yo, Joe, who's got the MVP of the week? I mean, not MVP, Biatch of the week.
Dead easy, right? I've got a song.
Oh, it's shit. Brace yourselves.
He thinks he's on fleek, he's just bitch of the week. It's Enzo Amore.
Oh, not again! Not again!
Yeah, I've got reason though.
Uh-oh, even your reasoning, I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah, can you remember Simon Gotch?
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant dude that got ditched. He has done an interview. And he got talking about Enzo Amore. And the story came out when Enzo was in a wheelchair on NXT TV.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, he broke his leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He broke his own leg trying to counter a wrist lock. The dude broke his own leg. And then he tried to blame it on canvas being loose.
What the?
Broke his own leg.
Enzo, you're a bitch, man. Enzo, go to the tattoo parlor and get that Wu-Tang tattoo removed. You are embarrassing us right now. You're embarrassing the Wu-Tang fans.
Michael, do you know what you should do?
Uh-oh.
Do you know the Hells Angels, the motorbike thing?
Oh, yeah.
If you show massive disrespect, somebody will actually come and cut your tattoo off your arm. You should do that with that Wu-Tang.
I agree.
Just cut it out.
I agree. I should have done that shit after he ran after Lana and shit. You know Lana's great. Good God, oh man. It's embarrassing, man. It's embarrassing. Serial killer. Serial killer. Bitch of the week.
Baron Corbin.
Whoa! Baron Corbin! I'm gonna hear this one. Yeah, my man, Baron, come on SmackDown. Baron was like, oh, Johnson, you're not worth my time. I'm thinking, hang on. But you attacked him last week on SmackDown. What sort of shit is that?
He's still right though, man. He's got the briefcase. He ain't got your time for Cena. What does he need for Cena?
So why the fuck did he attack him for then?
He got cussed out by Cena and cussed out by Danny Bryan and got told what to do, and he had to stand there and just take it like a bitch. Simple.
So what, he loses the match at SummerSlam to Cena, and he'll still leave with the title. Not.
So he had to stand there while Cena called him, was it a hot dumpster or something? Some guy in the crowd had a sign, Cena used that insult on Corbin. Corbin stood there and took it like a bitch. And Danny Bryan came down and told him what to do and then made him like a bitch.
Ah, Sacco being the journalist again. The quote was, skinny, fat, loud mouth, overrated dumpster fire.
There we go. He got dumpstered by a fan and Cena used the fan's bitch. And then Daniel Bryan came out and used the fan's bitch. And Corbin just sat there like a chump. Just stood there like a bitch.
Okay.
Didn't do anything about it.
Yep, you're right.
That's his choice. Come on, Corby. What up, bitch of the week?
My bitch of the week is Shane McMahon.
Shane McMahon? Because you get kicked down by AJ Styles.
Because he's the most unreliable special referee in the history of special referees. So,
Kevin Owens drew up the history. He knew his research.
And for the complete no-sell of getting dissed out by Kevin Owens, who he is the boss of. So, I don't understand that, but okay. So that's why he's a bitch.
Alright.
And he survived Triple H's dastardly helicopter crash. So you're a bitch. You don't disrespect Triple T like that. He says he died, like Triple T's his command. You don't make Triple H like a bitch because you survived his helicopter crash. You die in that helicopter crash. You burn a little bit. You know, you do what you're told.
Wardo.
Triple T made NXT, man. Come on.
Wardo, I'm going to miss you, you know. Sort of. My bitch of the week, you know what, I want to break the rules again and say it's the one guy in the crowd, I don't know if you guys clocked him, on Raw he had a red cap on and he had a Roman Sucks shirt on, so, you know, that means Roman's making money, and then he came on SmackDown the next day, which was wearing the same red cap, and he wore a Cena Sucks shirt, but
I didn't see that, what a legend.
The same motherfucker, you know, I thought, what a bitch. What a bitch. But no, he's not the bitch of the week. The real bitch of the week, I want to say bitches of the week, should be the Raw Women's Division. But no, I'm going to single it down to Emma. Emma, you're the bitch of the week. You know why? Emma comes out like, oh, I finally got an opportunity. This is my chance. I want to go to SummerSlam and beat Alexa Bliss for the titles. Motherfucker! You was there tapping out to the bank statements! You ain't going nowhere, motherfucker! Emma, you's a bitch. You's a bitch. The Raw Women's locker room in general, there's no storyline. I feel kind of bad for them, actually. You know what I mean? Apart from Bayley, Sasha, and Nia. The rest of them, like, they've got nothing to do. Dana Brooks trying to do something with some Titus brand. The rest of them are just sitting there, ain't doing shit. Big Mickey James ain't doing shit. You look on SmackDown, every girl on the roster has to do something to a bomb of class. But Emma gets my bitch of the week. That's how it's going, man. Finally! I'm going to close this out, man. You know you're going to have to get in a chair award, right? You know someone's going to go in a chair. Joe's got the nominee. What's this person or persons done this time?
Okay, it's a group called Pro Wrestling World. Just share it. Blatantly fake stories that in a house show, Roman Reigns beat Braun Strowman, Joe, and Brock Lesnar and is the new Universal title holder. That was the story that they shared as truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like Dave Meltzer.
Where?
That's some 434 bullshit, that is.
Well, I'm Dave Meltzer. I'm Dave Meltzer, and my sources say that Charlotte's going to be WWE champion by the end of the year.
Good God.
Oh, Dave Meltzer.
Good.
I wish he'd have a helicopter accident. Wow. Man, he's a scumbag. He's a scumbag. He's charging people $20 a month just to make up shit in the morning while he's having a dump on the toilet. Like, all he's doing. He's never got any contacts. He's never right.
Hey, yo, Wardle. you better hook us up on your new podcast, you know. Hook us up, let us know where you're at so we can listen in, man, because I want to hear you rip it to Dave Meltzer on their platforms, man. It'll be great. But going back to...
I've cussed him out. I've told him, well, I'll happily cuss him out and live, and he won't answer my tweets.
Yeah, well, because Meltzer's a bitch. You know what I mean? I don't listen to that motherfucker, and I'm a journalist. You know, Joe, is that all them do, pro wrestling world?
Yeah, I think that's enough to get them in the chair.
Good God almighty. Now, right, did they try to say that this was a house show, even as a house show?
Yep, at a house show, and they swore down. It wasn't like some joke to them. No, it was true.
The fools.
434. Wannabe punk.
Oh, yeah. Now, Shad, Matt, I'm going to ask you and you, Wardle, I'm going to ask you all the same question, okay? A match of that magnitude, right? All four of them, you said all four of them, right? All four of them had a fight. They all had a match at a house show and Roman won, right? He won the Universal title at a house show. Don't you think, Shad, WWE would have reported that shit on their website?
Just a little bit, yeah, maybe once or twice.
Yeah, I would have mentioned it probably, yeah.
I pose the same question to you, Wardle. Four guys fighting. These are the four guys fighting at SummerSlam. They have a house show. They would have a house show and an all fight and Roman wins. Don't you think WWE would have reported it?
No. Of course they wouldn't have.
Why would they do a silly thing like that?
No, I'm speaking hypothetically.
Yeah, of course they would. They'd be all over that shit. The second the pinfall went down, they'd be all over that.
Exactly. It would be like AJ Styles and Kevin Owens when they fought at Madison Square Garden and AJ Styles win title. They'd be like, oh shit, so they reported it. You know what I mean? And the... pro wrestling world. I'm developing a headache. Joe, you're going to have to delegate in the chair speech for me because I'm developing a headache here. Promise? Oh.
I'm so bad at doing it though. I don't give it enough.
So before you put them in the chair, Joe, are you sure you don't want to put Bob Holly in the chair?
Shad, don't need to go there.
Meme I've done in so long.
Shad, don't need to go there. Fuck it, I want to do it, man. Fuck that, man. Pro wrestling world, man. What the fuck, man? You know what I mean? You got a big four man are fighting at big SummerSlam. You're going to put them four man in the house show and fight for title. Come on, man. Have more sense than that. You're going to mislead the people and WWE would have reported that shit themselves, man. They're going to open up a show for almost 3 days. Oh, no. When we find you, we got to report you, okay? Yeah. And when you there, say, ooh, someone reported us. It was me, motherfucker. Get your chair. Dickhead. Blood clot, man. Stop misleading the people, man. You know what I mean? Bad enough you got so many potatoes as wrestling fans, man. Shit, it's embarrassing, man. You know what I mean? This is a show for the intelligent wrestling fans. We don't like potatoes on our show. Yo, coming to the end of the show, man.
Also put Marty Jannetty in the chair as well.
Marty Jannetty is actually crazy ass funny, so...
Marty Jannetty, what did he do? He can go on the list, but he can't go in a chair. That's pro wrestling world, man. You don't put that fake shit.
He can go on the list.
What did he do?
Apparently, he's a great teacher, but if you want to learn how to ruin your life, then he is a great teacher.
Jannetty is doing a wrestling seminar, and Chad is not happy about it.
He's paying $25 goddamn dollars for this shit. $25, you know, all these kids probably living for a week off that shit. And you want to give your money to Mike today, he's going to drink it away and drug it and inject it. Fuck that shit.
Man. Chip, you know what? You just made the list! Oh no!
Oh, here we go.
Shad would not be Shad. Wardle, ain't you gonna miss Shad with his sadist remarks?
Honest from the heart. He likes honesty, Wardle does, he respects it.
No,
Wardle
got busy.
Sorry, but sorry. He's a bit emotional.
Wow, that's some funny shit, man. Next week, it's the big one, people. Summer is coming. Thank God. Well, apart from England, we never get summer. We probably get like a few days in April, and that's about it. A few days in May, that's about, and a few days in September, and that concludes your summer. It's SummerSlam, big prediction show, man. Some motherfuckers said they're coming on the show next week. I hope they live up to their promise. It should be a dandy. And yo, Shad, talk to Icy, man. Talk to him. Tell him to get off Street Fighter 5, because I know that's what he'd be doing. Talk to him. Grab Buddy P. Yo, Ed, leave Base Station alone. You said you're coming on the show. I hope to see you next week as well, man. And yo, Shad, have you got any last words? Have you got a final thought? Wardle is doing his own thing. He's going to branch out and do his own thing. He's still part of the team. No, ain't nothing changed, but, you know, he's going to go out and do his own thing, his own indie thing.
Well, if I would have come up with a speech for him, I'll say it's been a pleasure, and I hope that he has been educated for these years that I've been under. Like, just like we spoke earlier on the show off air about Mr. Miyagi, I am Mr. Miyagi, and I'm letting my people go out into the world and then educate the rest of the world, the rest of the universe. Are you going to do that? You go fly from the nest?
That's it?
Thanks.
That's it?
Shad, for all your years of teaching me how to not think about wrestling logic, how to be a racist, how to apply WWE's life teachings.
How to insult everyone on the face of the earth.
Yeah, how to acknowledge that rape's okay. How to light a spliff.
How to navigate Poland.
The best way to get a blowjob at Christmas is a mistletoe belt.
Can I just say it? It's not rave, it's a struggle cuddle. That's what
I'm saying.
You're a bit of Daniel Bryan t-shirts, just say no. T-shirts as well, man.
How to raise awareness for the elderly.
How to message Kevin Owens on Twitter and not get blocked.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's a skill.
and how to impress Nia Jax as well. How do you forget that? Suddenly it's all become about Shad, like Shad's leaving the program.
Next thing we know, there'll just be a focus on Nia Jax with her and Shad.
Sorry,
next thing we know, next week, there'll just be a photo posted by Nia Jax with her and Shad with just candles and mistletoe bells. That's all there'll be in that picture.
Probably sharing the same bath and all sorts, man.
Oh my god. Shad's got a massive grin on his face.
The amount of money that Shad would not pay for that.
Oh, I'm not saving now. I'm the first one in GoFundMe, man, like the Brock wrestlers do.
By Virgil.
Oh, jeez.
Help Shad get laid by Nia Jax.
I would donate to that fund.
I'd give 20 quid, Shad, for that.
Well, let's go start it up. Send me out. GoFundMe / Shad Father, man, we'll set that shit up tonight.
What would you call your GoFundMe page, Shad?
GoFundMaya.
GoFundTurn.
The bottom and the breast fund.
Oh. The B fund.
You know what? I'm done. Yo, this show, it's a wrap, man. It's a wrap. Come check us next week. Before I lose my shit, man. Oh my god. BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. Follow us on all our social media at Jams Podcast. # we can edit that out. I ain't editing shit out. It's over. Summer is coming. Bitch!
Sayonara, water. Love your long time.